Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Richie. How are you
Good
today?
morning, Michael.
Good morning. Okay. Can I have your zip code so I can pull up your account?
44621.
Hmm. 44621.
Yes.
First and last name?
Dan Mann, Mahon.
Okay, and can you verify your address for me for security purposes, please?
5197 Pleasant Valley Road, Southeast Denison, Ohio.
Okay, thanks so much for information
4-4-6-2-1.
as well. One moment, please. One of your accounts, allow a moment. And it's still loading, just bear with me. Okay, I do see that you did actually order the tactical bag, sir, and how may I help you today?
Well, a friend of mine is the one that sent me the link, and he had ordered a bag, a single shoulder bag off of the same company, and it was the same type of deal, and he paid his shipping and stuff, and he received it, and he said it was a good quality made bag, and he sent me the link of this one, and he said he ordered it, and I said, well, it sounds too good to be true. He goes, no, I did one before, and he sent me the picture of the one that he had purchased prior, and so he had purchased this one, and so I went along and I purchased it, and they took the money out for the shipping, and then 2 days later, I get a ding on my phone, and I'm in my bedroom, and the phone's beside me on the charger. And I look at it, and there is a debit for $67.32. And I was like, what the hell is that? So I get up, I go to my dresser, I grab my wallet, and I call the back of the card number. And I said, there's a number, there's a debit on my account for $67, and I have no idea what it is. And they looked it up, and they said it was something to do with exclusive gadgets or advantage or something. I go, what the hell is that? And they go, well, we don't know. I said, well, neither do I. I said, I ordered a bag a couple of days ago, and they took the money out for the shipping. I said, but I don't know what this, what'd you say it's called again? And they said exclusive gadgets or something. And I was like, well, I've never heard of them. I said, what did it say that I bought? And it says, they said, it doesn't. It didn't say anything. And I said, well, I don't know who these people are. And I didn't order nothing else. I said, I'm sitting here in bed. I said, when did I supposedly do it? And she said, 15 minutes ago. I go, that's a crock of shit. I said, I've been home since I went to breakfast at 5 o'clock in the morning with the old guys. And I've been home since 7:30, and I haven't left the house, and I haven't been on my phone to order shit, especially 15 minutes ago. I said, I've been in my bedroom watching TV, and I didn't get on my phone to order nothing. And she goes, well, that's what it is. I said, are you going to contest it? I said, well, yeah. I said, because I never heard of it. I don't know what it is. So they said that they would try to maybe give them a call back and get a dispute form or whatnot. And they said, well, here's the number of the place. And so they gave me the number to you guys, and I called an 855 number. And I talked to a woman, and she gave me a cancellation number of C263098463 and said that that would stop any further
okay.
Things going on my card. And I said, well, what about the $67 that it was? And she said that it was in the fine print under terms and conditions that said a $125 gift card. I said, I never seen anything that said a $125 gift card. I said, I wouldn't have done it. I said, because my cable company they double charged me this month. I only get $800. I said, by the time I pay my bills and my phone and rent and everything else, I said, there's only a little bit of money in there. And I said, it being Christmas, I definitely wouldn't have signed up for something for $125. I paid the $5 for this bag, but I wouldn't have done that if I'd have known any better, because I don't have the money in there. And so she said that she could issue me a 50% refund. But that was all, and she would cancel the subscription. So I said, okay. And so they gave me a refund number. Well, I hang up, and I no sooner hang up, a few minutes later, my phone dings, the same thing. It's my card, and it says that you guys are trying to take another $37.02 instead of crediting me. It says a pre-authorization debit of negative -3702 is being subtracted from your card ending in my card number. And I'm thinking, how can you? They said it was going to credit me, not take it away. And then they're trying to take it away. So I called back and I said, what the hell is this? You guys said just now, 2 minutes ago, that you was going to give me a credit in 3 to 5 days, and instead you're trying to take it out again. I said, and there's not that much even in there. There's $2 in there. So you're not going to get another 37 on top of the 67 that you already took, because the money's not there. There's $2.73. And it says, DEA alerts on demand says the balance is $2.30. The last transaction is a minus -3702 on December 8th.
Okay.
The pre-authorization debit of negative -3702 has been subtracted from your card.
Okay, we refunded 3702, sir. We didn't charge you 3702.
Well, it's showing up on my phone as a negative, and it says my new balance, which was $2.73, is on there, and it says a minus -3702 has been subtracted from my card, and my balance is still $2.73.
Okay, so it's not showing that we charged you again, sir. We wouldn't charge you again if we refunded you. Only thing we did issue out a 50% refund. I was able to actually go ahead and issue out the $30.30. They will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days. You'll have to have your bank call in to verify that you were charged again instead of refund.
Okay, but I mean, I don't even have that money. I got $2, and this is Christmas this month.
Okay, so you just have to have your bank contact us to verify, sir.
Contact them and say what?
You have to have your bank contact us to verify that it was charged again instead of refunded.
Okay, now it just says right now a pre-authorization debit. You guys just did it again.
Okay, so we're refunding, sir. We're not charging you again. There's no way that we can charge an account that's been canceled. So you have to have your bank to call and to verify.
Okay, because it just now says the pre-authorization debit of minus -$30.30 has been subtracted.
Okay, so I did just issue out the $30.30, sir, so there may be something going on with your bank where it's an error. I'm not exactly sure. So we refunded you. You'll have to have your bank to call and to verify that it's being charged again. I'm sorry, because there's nothing else that we can do. We fully refunded you.
Have them call you?
That is correct, sir, to verify that you're being charged and not refunded.
Okay, because it just popping up. I'm just reading what it says, ma'am. I mean, I'm not trying to be difficult, you know.
So no problem, but you have to have them contact us to verify that information.
So basically, the negative -3702 is supposed to be a positive, and you just added another positive instead of a negative 30.
And that is correct. Right. We did just refund you the other $30.30.
So that would be the full $67.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, that is
And
correct.
but I don't understand why it's showing up as a negative. Because normally when it shows up, it says positive, and then it gives me a new balance with the money. And it's still saying I only got $2.73 in there.
Okay, so is it maybe a credit card that you're using, sir?
It's a Social Security Administration debit card. I'm on disability, so I only get $800 a month. And that's all my money. That pays my rent, and I live on basically under $100 a month. And I wouldn't have spent $67 knowing that I live within my means. I go without because I don't have it. But I thought I could afford the $5 for this bag, and I did do that. But other than that, my debit on my card, you can see that I take out $600 for rent. So that leaves me with 200 and some dollars. Then my phone bill is $30. Then my internet is $49.99. So that leaves me with, under $100. So, that's why I freaked out when I seen it go through. I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? So I called them and they said that it was this company, you guys. And I said, well, I don't know who that is. But
okay,
the
so
other lady works for you explained to me that there was something in the terms and conditions that I should have canceled, but I didn't see it. But I should have canceled it with 24 hours and I wouldn't have been charged. But she was willing to give me a credit of 37, but then it comes up a negative, and I was like immediately freaked out again, and I was like, holy shit. So I called you guys back again, and then the gentleman passed me through to you. And you said you did 30, and it shows up as a negative 30. So I don't understand. I'm going to have to call them and see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. So just have them contact us to verify the information, sir.
Have them call you at what number?
To verify. Yeah, so they can just call the number back that you called. And whoever they speak with will be able to assist them because I didn't notate the account.
Because I have an 855 number for you, and the number I called is a 925-983-8095.
Okay. Either or will get to us.
California. Is that one fine?
Yes, sir. Either number will get to us.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, man. Thank you for helping me.
You're welcome. No problem. Thanks so much for calling us support. Enjoy a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.